Now we turn to the T30 confidence indicator, which has turned long-term bearish. And this is the primary tool that I'm basing my title of the introduction, that we have entered a new bear market. The chart is a, well, first of all, I have to say that if you go down to the, look at the recent postings, you'll find the full theory of the confidence index and its relationship to tops at 2000, bottoms at late 2002, top in 07, and the latest low. And you can read those in detail at your own leisure. What I've done is I've produced a chart that just upgrades the last about the last 3 years. And what we see in that in today's chart is a very sharp drop in the ratio of the high yield bond fund Fidelity Capital and Income divided by the very high quality Vanguard U.S. Treasury long term bonds. If you look at the scale on the right hand side, you'll see where it's it's a red arrow that says negative. And it points to the last dot around 0.725. It's a very sharp drop. It's fallen through the red 200-day moving average. I have noticed that there's a problem when something at the right end of these charts get clipped off. In some cases they do, in some cases they don't, and I'm not really sure. I'll have to look into that in the future, but I would just preface this discussion by saying that nature of these charts, they get their bitmap graphics, and when they get pushed in, they're supposed to compress into the limited space that's arranged for these blogs, where they don't want to make the columns too wide because people can't read the text that's in there. And most of the time, the charts that I do work out okay, but and then they'll compress and they'll stay okay. But some of the other charts that I download, what happens is the right end gets clipped off. You need only click on the chart and it will open up a new chart, which is full sized, in a new window. It's somewhat inconvenient. I usually put these in just as an aid, and usually supply a more detailed chart. But I may go back to just using the text, having text, and then just have the PDF files and have them pop up, because it does get to be a little bit on the annoying side. In any case, what we observed in the last few days of last week was a very sharp drop. And I have some numbers here that are pretty interesting. Prior to even by early May, if you looked at the yield on the junk bond fund capital and income, it was running around 7% year to date. Pretty much comparable to the S&P 500, and the bond funds were doing okay. They were having a yield around 5%, and then suddenly, after we had that rally from the first sell-off, and it rolled over and it came down, the new numbers are that the capital and income's yield to date is 1.4%. That's down from something like 7%, and the U.S. Treasury bonds yield to date, total return to date, is 9.6%. So what you've had is an enormously significant reversal, and as is the custom, it's really in the government bond funds. These bonds are generally have a maturity of 20 years, and they're very volatile. And so what's happened is that if you look over the last 5 months, the interest on those is probably like 2% in the order of, that's all they ever made. And then they got, on top of that, they've got about a 7.6% capital gain in the price of the fund, and so giving them a total return of 9.6%. So a person that's in the government bond area is actually doing better than the S&P was doing when things were going along reasonably well, in any case. But the sudden reversal, which has dropped the confidence indicator down to where that red arrow is that says negative on the scale at the right, that is the kind of a lurch that means big changes have come. I do believe that this is a much more superior confidence indicator as opposed to the Barron's. It certainly is better than any of the sentiment indices where you look at investment advisors or specialists to see what people are saying. Or, you know, if they're stupid people, you go the other way, and if they're smart people, you follow them. Because the two funds here are quality in sectors, one being junk bonds and the other one being high quality bonds, and that is dominated by huge markets, hundreds of billions of dollars. It's not managed by people that are prone to, they're pretty much down to earth kind of accounting type people that are not prone to go into flights of fancy, into manias, and they give you a very accurate measure of, and because the volatility is so great in the government bond fund, you can actually see the suddenness of the turn tell you that you just crossed over from an era of limping along bullishness to a definite bearish category. The supporting evidence, of course, is in the oscillator at the top of the chart, which is RSI, and the MACD at the lower point, where you see that they have dropped into an oversold condition, which is characteristic of bear markets. They help to make it clear, but from a momentum standpoint. But I think it's just the fact that the lurch in the government bond rate of return is the key. I would also mention that in February, just before the market bottomed in 2009, the opposite occurred. The long-term treasury bonds had built up a total return of some 20% during the last period of time, which was mainly in capital appreciation. And then in February, suddenly almost all of that profit disappeared in a very short period of time, signaling that the people who were holding on to government bonds as a safe haven suddenly realized that there was no sense in doing that because the turn was coming. And that lurch into a big negative for the long-term government bonds before the market actually bottomed in early March, a few weeks later on, he says, is the reverse of what you're seeing here today. It was you were going into a new bull market. So I think that probably this concept is pretty well settles the issue in my own mind, that you wouldn't have had this change. You can always say, well, what would you need to change your mind on those prospects? And the answer is, these big bond markets don't lurch one way and then turn around and go in the opposite direction, because they're too well thought out. And so this is taken as the primary reason. And we did spend a lot of work on this, and I think you find out that it's a good idea to review some of the earlier postings to see that you understand why it might be a better indicator to follow. Anyway, in any case, I call it T-Theory's Confidence Index because I thought that its construction was much better at telling these drastic changes in trend. And I think that taking its forecast that we're in a new bear market for face value is the way to go. Thank you.